The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Mem Dalad. The Gemara says in this plot and the next plot carries over. The Gemara discusses the Halacha, the thing that we say that we don't pass in Hilchasol Mashicha. We don't pass in Halachas that are only Negea. The car would be a main when Mashiach comes. So Taisus asks a lot of questions. One of his questions is from the Gemara that discusses the halacha of a Kohen Gadol who unfortunately becomes pasul. He has a oinus, he can't be a Kohen Gadol anymore, and they appoint somebody else to be a Kohen Gadol, and then when the oinus goes away, if the first Kohen Gadol is again worthy of being able to be a Kohen Gadol, the halacha is that the Rishon is Chayzel Avay Dasli. The first Kohen Gadol goes back and performs the services of a Kohen Gadol. So Taisus asks that the Gemara over there says, Psak halacha. And the question is, L'chayra, it's the same thing of Hilchasol Mashicha. The halacha of whether or not the first Kohen Gadol will come back to get his job is Hilchasol Mashicha. It's not negeh. It's not relevant until Mashiach comes. Because we don't unfortunately have a Kohen Gadol, Bizman Azeh. Although some people may think they are. Okay. But, Lamaisa, so Taisus says that, no, that halacha has a lot of relevance nowadays. Taisus says it's relevant to the following case. If you have a Nasi or a Shashiva, I mean Nasi, I don't either know what's Negev nowadays, but it says a Rosh Hashiva or a Parnish and a Sman al Tzibur, Va'avar Machmas Oinis, Va'avar Oinis, so then he goes back and gets his job again. Taisus says, now we need to know this halacha, that if a Kohen Gadol had to step down because of an oinus, and then the oinus went away, that he gets back his job. Why? Because that teaches us the halacha about a Rosh Hashiva or a Parnas that loses his job because of an oinus, and then when the job becomes available again, he gets his job back. So I want to say over interesting din Torah that happened with relevance to this, this halacha, that there's a concept of chazakah, and there's a concept that a Rosh Hashiva can't be removed from his job, or Rabbanim can't be removed from their jobs. It has some relevance to this concept. There is a, the question was as follows. There was a Rebbe, who gave a shir in a yeshiva, and he was a very successful Rebbe. The Bachrim really liked him a lot. He seemed to accomplish a lot for the Bachrim. And the shiurim in this yeshiva were pretty small. One year, the shiur fell apart before the beginning of the year. Right before the beginning of the year, the shiur fell apart. And this Rebbe did some investigation. It seemed to him that the reason why the shiur fell apart was because the Rosh Hashiva, the Rosh HaMoysid, was not as aggressive as he could have been to make sure that the Bachram stay in the yeshiva. So the Rebbe filed a claim against the Rosh Hashiva, and he said that I want you to pay me for this year. Not only do I want you to pay me for this year, but I want my job. I want to have a job in this yeshiva. That if there's going to be a shiur next year, I want to have a job. I want to still be part of the anhala of the yeshiva. I want to have my place in the yeshiva. So that, in the future, people won't look at me as a person who lost his job. So, the Rosh Hashiva said back, no, it's not my fault that you lost your job, it was oinus. The Bachram pulled out, what was I supposed to do? I can't force them to stay. So, Mamela, I have no responsibility to pay you for this year, and as far as next year, I'm not interested in saying that you're gonna have your job next year, I don't have any Shiva to you, I'm not obligated to give you your job back. So, there's a possibility. So there are actually a few other points that came up. One point was a very interesting one, that it seems that this Rebbe, after the job fell apart and he wasn't able to get his job, so he tried getting a job in a different place. And what happened was that the Rosh HaMoysid over there called up this Rosh HaMoysid, and it seems that the Rosh HaMoysid that fired this Rebbe, that let this Rebbe go, was not willing to talk to other Rosh HaMoysid about what happened. The other Rosh HaMoysid got the impression that there had been some friction, or maybe a lot of friction, and therefore that Rosh Hashanah didn't give this Rebbe his job. So there's a few questions over here. One question is whether this halacha of Taisus applies. Taisus seems to be saying that there's a halacha that if somebody who's a Rosh Hashiva on a Moisid, who's a Rosh Hashiva or a Parnas, he has a right to his job, and even if there's an oinus and he loses his job for 1 year, he gets his job back as soon as the job becomes available again. As soon as the oinus passes. In that case, the Rebbe would seemingly have a taina. And people told me that, yeah, there's this Truvas in Ramosha, where Ramosha writes such a thing that a Rebbe has a chazaka on his job, just like a Rosh Hashiva. Now I looked around at the various Truvas, Ramosha doesn't seem to say that, Ramosha doesn't seem to apply the halacha of Srara, of control, to the concept of a Rebbe. So, mitzad that point, it doesn't seem that that would apply in this case. Rav Moshe has a very interesting chiddush that Rav Moshe takes across the board to all workers. Rav Moshe believes that anytime you hire a worker and you don't give him a specific amount of time that he's hired for, and you don't tell him that when a certain amount of time passes, the job is over, Rav Moshe writes that the job is presumed to be forever. Anytime you hire a worker, you have to tell him clearly, this contract goes from year to year. If you don't tell him that, then the employer is obligated to keep the employee forever. Rav Moshe brings down a machloikis between the Rosh and the Rashba. Let's say somebody promises somebody else that they're going to support them, and they don't give a time. So the machloikis between the Rosh and the Rashba, whether the assumed time is forever, or as long as a person needs support, or whether the assumed time is just for 1 day, the smallest amount of time possible. I don't remember if it's 1 day, 1 year, I don't remember anymore. But the question is whether it's the smallest amount of time that we could possibly assume that it is, or whether it's considered to be a lifelong commitment for as long as that person needs the support, that support will be provided to the person. So Ramesha says that even according to the opinion that holds that that over there we assume it to be the smallest amount of time, that's because over there it's a gift. It's a free gift. I'm offering to support you. Why am I offering to support you? Because I'm a good person. I want to support you. So we say, why should we assume that the person obligated himself and more than he has to obligate himself? As opposed to this case where you hire a worker, the assumption is that the reason you're hiring a worker is not because you're trying to do a favor to the worker, not because you're trying to do a good thing. The reason you're hiring a worker is because you need a worker. So there the general assumption would be that if you're hiring a worker because you need the worker, that means whenever you need the worker, you want to have the worker. So it's as though you're telling the worker, for as long as I need you, I want you. That's what Ramesha says. Now, the Chaznish argues on Ramesha. Chaznish says that if you don't give any time, that means it's at will. Whenever you want, you can fire the person. So, seemingly, the halacha would be that since Amoitzim Chavel V'raya, a person can say, Kimli like the Chaznish, I believe that the halacha is like the Chaznish, and I don't have to pay. I don't have to keep a worker forever. I've heard that one of the Dayanim said that there were many cases where yeshivas made a pshara with the Rebbe because of this Ramesha. So I asked my Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Miller Shlita, and he told me that, of course, and generally we don't pass him like Ramesha. There's no question about it. We don't go like Ramesha. He said something interesting. He said Ramesha was trying to create a minig, and he was not successful. He was not successful in creating this minig. Ramesha was trying to establish precedent. But he was not successful in that, and that's not the way to paskin. However, he said, when it comes to moistus, it's different. And that's, I guess, why this Dayan heard that, that moistus have this thing of settling with Rebbeim because of this Ramesha. Because he says that moistus obviously don't pay, you know, we have this issue that we don't pay Rebbeim what they really deserve. And the reason for that is, at least the Rebbe has some kind of a consolation that he has some kind of job security. But if you take that away from him, then the Rebbe has nothing. He's not getting paid decently. He doesn't have any job security. So that's why the minig is, my Rebbe said, that when it comes to moistus, that the Rebbe is assumed to have some kind of job security. That was one angle of this Shaila. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow on Daf Mem Hey, I'd like to continue with the other angle of the Shaila that we discussed.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.